Blog Talk Radio.
Number one LGBT radio in the what? In the land. Yes, yes. Tonight we're going to have an awesome show. But before we get into the awesome show and our awesome guest, I would like to introduce my co-host. Y'all see I get a little feminine when I mention her name. She just turns me on a little bit. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord, honey.
Ooh, teddy bear. Talk for
y'all already know who this is. This is Teddy P calling from out of that good old 757. What's going on, ladies, and how you doing, bro fam?
Nah, I'm doing wonderful. Can't complain. Blessed. Yes. But look, Teddy, we're not even going to make this about us tonight.
No.
We're not going to do that. We can't do that tonight, you know?
No,
just tonight. Uh-huh. I know, we can't do that tonight. Like, no, normally we'll make it about us, but we can't do it tonight. No, we can't.
Not mine.
So, tonight, ladies, we have an awesome guest tonight. And I definitely want to introduce you. Matter of fact, I'm not going to introduce her. You already know she is home. She's in the zone, you know. I do want to, you know, tell you a little bit about her. You know. Yeah, I thought I was going to tell y'all, right? She thought I was going to tell y'all, too. I'm going to let her do the hard work. So, with that being said, Miss, go ahead and introduce yourself to our fans.
Hello, everyone. Chef Cheyenne in Chicago.
All right. So, Miss Chef Cheyenne, did you hear that? It didn't sound sexy off the bottom of my tongue. She said, Miss Chef. Did you hear that? Chef. Cheyenne. So, that means she's a cook, ladies, and you know what they say about cooks.
Yes,
it feels wonderful to have a cook at the house. Yes, it does.
Yes, it is.
Don't have to worry
about
cooks.
And what do they say about cooks? I want to hear this.
Well, for one, a cook, if you can cook a wonderful meal, you have a key to my heart any day.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
100%. Look, not half of the key. You got the whole key if you can cook me a meal.
Okay. Duly noted.
We ain't talking about burnt hot dogs and bologna with barbecue sauce on it.
Oh, wow.
Who eats that? That's like out of his stuff, but okay. That's for the beginners. That's for the beginning cooks.
Yeah.
They don't teach that in culinary school.
We're going to pray for them.
How do you burn hot dogs and oodles and noodles? I don't know. But,
oh, wow.
Both requires lots of water. I just don't understand.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
when I come
know.
Down that way, I'll give you some cooking lessons when I come visit.
Yes. That sounds
I'm serious.
Great.
Okay.
I want some cooking lessons. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, please cook her. Teach her how to cook, because I'm tired of her FedExing me them burnt teeny hot dogs that she always.
I told you like them, ma'am.
Call them hot dog casserole. That is that hot dog casserole? Well, Ms. Cheyenne, can you tell me a little bit about you, your background, and, yeah.
Okay, well, I've been a professional chef for a little over 6 years now. I graduated culinary school in 06 and concentrated on pastry to be a pastry chef because I really didn't like working with raw meat too much when I was in culinary school. It disgusted me, and I don't know, it's just something that, I don't know, just grossed me out, like taking apart chicken and stuff like that. It just didn't work for me, so I did my concentration in pastry. And to pay for tuition and books in culinary school, I started making cakes on the side out of my little one-bedroom apartment, and that's how I got through culinary school mostly. Well, some student loans, but mostly selling cakes. And I went and got my master cake decorator certification through the Wilton School of Cake Decorating in Illinois. And just started to grow my business from there, and then I started hiring myself out as a private chef for events and then going into people's homes and giving cooking lessons and stuff. And about a year and a half ago, I became exclusive to the LGBT community when I personally came out. I made the decision to be exclusive to, I guess, my community, to the lesbian community, to the gay community, just so they know that they could come to me for their pastry needs. Because about 2 years ago, civil unions became legal in Illinois, and that was right around the time that my business started to grow, because a lot of gay and lesbian couples started coming to me for their wedding cakes and helping to plan their events and their special days for them. And I haven't looked back. Business is good. It's real good.
All right. Shout out to the LGBT community. Yes. You know, we all we got. We all we got.
This is true.
We all we got.
I love what I do. I love it. I couldn't think of anything else that I'd rather be doing than making sure that, you know, our sisters and our brothers got someone to support them when they're planning their special day, whether it be a baby shower, a wedding, children's birthday parties, what have you. Because a lot of times, some, you know, businesses that are more secular, they tend to shun our people in a roundabout way. So that's why I advertise that I'm exclusively LGBT. Now, I serve the straight people too, but I just like for our people to know that they can come to me if they need something. So that was my focus, and that's been true since almost 2 years now. So, can't come.
All right. Do you have a signature dish, like a dish that you really do well or that you create?
As far as like a savory dish or a pastry, like a confection, I would say for savory, I really like making Mediterranean food or Indian food. I'm an on and off vegetarian. Like, I'll go through phases where I just eat vegetables. And I'll eat. I've even gone vegan a few times. But every now and then I'll get a craving for, like, meat. So I break my little habit of eating veg. But I really like spicy food, and I cook with a lot of spice, and especially, like, curry. I don't know. I'm just really big on fresh fruits and vegetables, and I absolutely love anything that's really spicy. As far as, like, pastry, a lot of my recipes that I personally use are recipes that I've created myself or that have been taught to me that I've tweaked a little bit and added my own thing to it, or I've taken something out and made it my own. But I do have a lot of signature cake flavors and signature cookies around the holiday time that are exclusive that I've created myself. Like, I have a key lime coconut cake that is my signature cake. I have a double chocolate cherry amaretto cookie that I do at Christmas time. You know, I have a strawberries and cream cake that I do, and I have a champagne cake that I do. You know, just different flavors that I've tweaked over the years and created. And I use these special flavorings that I buy from this company, and I'm able to do between 50 to 60 different flavors of cake. And they're flavorings, and they're used for medicinal. You can put them, like, in cough syrups and stuff. They don't have any kind of medicine in it or anything, but they're flavorings that you can add into food or you can add into pharmaceutical syrups to make the flavor better. And I infuse those flavorings into a lot of my baking. I can create hundreds of different flavors of cake and cookies, and I also make suckers. So, I mean, the possibilities are endless with pastry, I think. Did that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
That just made me hungry for some cake. Some suckers.
For some cake.
Okay.
One of my most popular things that I sell right now are stuffed cookies. And it started out, it sounds good, right? It started out a friend of mine named Tajir in Atlanta. She had mentioned that she had something about she had Oreos and she had chocolate chip cookies, but she didn't have no milk or something to that effect. And I was like, man, I should take Oreo cookies and chocolate chip cookies and put them together. So I created this cookie where I took an Oreo and I put chocolate chip cookie dough around it and I baked them up. Now, these things are huge. It's, you know, it's two cookies in one. But when they come out the oven and they're warm and then you open it up and it's gooey, you got the cream from the Oreo, they're really, really good. So I started experimenting, and then I had a client request, like, an oatmeal raisin cookie with a golden Oreo in the middle. And then I did chocolate chip cookie stuffed with, like, a Reese's peanut butter cup. And I did one stuffed with a Rolo. Then I did, like, an applesauce cookie with, I forget what we put inside it. But, I mean, the possibilities are endless there, too. Like, you can really take any kind of candy bar or such and put it in any kind of cookie dough or some kind of sandwich cookie or what have you. I did a peanut butter chocolate chip cookie with a peanut butter cookie in the middle, and it came out really good. You know, but they're very filling. You can really only eat one at a time and have a big tall glass of milk or whatever because they're very sweet and they're very rich because you basically have two cookies in one. And those have been very, very popular for me in the last few months, and I shipped them everywhere. In the United States, I have people contact me on Facebook, on my website, wanting these cookies, and one of the ones that, like, I was just sitting one day, and Pernell Walker from the movie Pariah, she plays Laura, contacted me for some of these cookies, and that just blew my mind. I'm, like, a huge fan of hers, so that was pretty cool.
Okay.
It's a very popular cookie right now, and I can't keep up with the orders. So, but I guess that's a good thing. Again, not complaining. Oreo stuffed chocolate chip cookies are pretty good. I don't eat them. I actually don't eat sweets, but believe it or not.
That sounds good.
Like, doesn't that sound good?
It
sounds real good. Right,
I'm licking my lips in that dryer so you don't say it again. Oh,
I
Lord.
Know.
Yes, the lips are dry. Yeah. Do you have any questions for Ms. Tyann?
I got a question. What inspired you to become a chef?
You know what? Well, I would have to say my son. Before I had my son, I was 25 when I had him, and I really didn't have any direction of where I was doing with myself. I had started college and quit college like 3 times by then, and I actually had pursued a career in theater arts and vocal performance. I've always wanted to be a singer and a dancer and be on Broadway and stuff. So from the time I was 12 to I was about 24, that was my goal. I just wanted to be on Broadway, and I was groomed for that. But right around 24, I started, you know, just say, hey, this is not going to happen. I'm getting a little old, you know, for stage standards, you know, for performing and stuff. I wasn't getting auditions that I thought I could, and I was getting discouraged. So, you know, I got pregnant with my son, and there was a culinary school that opened up literally like two blocks from my job. And I looked into it, and I knew I needed to do something to have a better life for my son. I just couldn't sit there and be, you know, at a standstill and not do anything with myself. Here I was 25. I was going to be a single parent. I didn't know what to do with myself, so I went and checked out this culinary school just to check it out, and it was right by work, and I would get out of work, and I'd have like a half an hour, 45 minutes before the first class would start. Tuition wasn't that bad. You know, I was able to do a full course schedule, you know. So I went ahead and I enrolled. Just, I was like, oh, I'm just going to check it out. And I ended up loving it. And any aspirations I had to be a performer or be in theater, like, went out the window. I just decided, you know what, I want to do this. I want to be a chef, and I'm going to make sure that that I pay attention and that I graduate, and I did. And then did a lot of continued education classes, took a lot of pastry courses and outside of school. Like, I really was motivated because I needed a better life for my child. I didn't want to sit on welfare. I didn't want to be, you know, someone who didn't have ambitions and goals. So the birth of my son 9 years ago actually prompted me to finally get myself together and go to college and finish college. And I'm really glad that I did because I love what I do. So, yeah, my child.
Oh, my.
I love him.
All right. I'm digging that. I'm digging that. So, what are some of the awesome places that you have had the privilege of traveling to? What is your favorite?
Well, I have a lot of people who reached out to me, again, to do their wedding cakes, a lot of gay and lesbian couples. I had a friend who moved to London and had me out to do her wedding cake, and I was extremely honored. That's the farthest I've gone, but I've gone to Texas, Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, California, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and I think that's it. But I mean, I've traveled to about 10 or 12 different states to do cakes for people, and not just wedding cakes. I've done a couple friends' baby showers. You know, I'll go and I'll make like a vacation of it. Like, okay, well, I'll come and I'll visit with the family and be a guest at whatever is going on, but I'll also be preparing, you know, the cake and the party favors and whatever else that they hire me to do. So, but my favorite one I would have to say is I have a friend in Indianapolis, and I went to do her mom's 50th anniversary, her mom and dad's 50th anniversary, and we had a really good time, and they were just really happy with the cake, and they were just very thankful. I ended up doing the cake for free because, for me, it was like, you know, that's my family because this was one of my really good friends. And from there, I networked with some people there and was able to get some other things moving along that I was doing with, like, my volunteering and charity work and stuff. So I think that was the best one for me because it launched me into other things that I wanted to do because her mom knew some people. So that's definitely the best one.
All right. What about you, Teddy? My next question is,
What do you do outside of cooking?
Well, I don't have as much time for it now as I used to, but I did volunteer a lot here in Chicago, like working with the Center on Halsted, working with the Howard Brown Health Center, and working with, like, the at-risk youth with the Urban League and working with the gay youth. And there's this organization that I'm a part of. It's called the We All We Got Movement. And it was started by these two young ladies in Texas they go by Poogs and DV, but they're known as Spitology 101. And I got involved with them in the We All We Got movement and spreading, you know, the word about that and uplifting and promoting the movement and empowering people in our community. And from there, I formed a street team from Spitology 101. I have the Team 101 Chicago. And we go out in the community and volunteer and do charity things. And we passed out, you know, flyers for different things, like nonprofits in the area, and like helped out, like working with the Human Rights Campaign, just going out in the community and trying to like set a positive example for the younger generation of gays, because these are the kids that look up to us, the older ones, and we just need to go out and set a positive example. So with the stuff I do daily, like I help promote, you know, people getting out there and volunteering. And I haven't dedicated as much as I wanted to this summer because I've been real busy with my son being out of school. But now that he starts back to school tomorrow, I'm definitely going to have to put, you know, my hands back into some charity work, because I feel like I'm slacking. But, I mean, my day is like 30 hours. There is no 24-hour day for me. It's 30 hours. But I like to volunteer. I love to give back, especially to, like, the youth, because I grew up in and out of foster care as a child. So it's very important for me to make sure that that the kids are taken care of. That's my main focus, and will always be my focus, is empowering the youth in Chicago.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's actually awesome. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I always like to hear about people that are selfless. You know, it's good that you're out there empowering people and getting people on track. And I commend you for that. And I honestly will say I'm proud of you.
It's just something that comes naturally to me. Like, I don't know, I've always been like, since I was little, like I remember being like 10 years old and wanting to join the Peace Corps. I mean, being that young and knowing that that was my purpose, that one day I was going to do something to help others. Like, I've always been like that. So for me, it's like second nature. So it's nothing to me to, you know, volunteer or do something in the community. Like, I give out scholarships at my old high school to kids that are graduating. I give out these awards, and out of my own money, I guess, if you will, you know, I set up a foundation for gay youth that I'm working on right now. You know, I have a nonprofit that I formed. I have a lot of stuff that I'm doing, and it's all geared towards youth. And then, and more importantly, like the gay youth, because there's a lot of kids out there who get kicked out of their home, get pushed out by their families because their families can't understand, you know, who they are, you know, why they have this preference or telling them something's wrong with them because they're gay. And I, fortunately, my family was very accepting. I didn't come out until I was 32 years old. Because I was afraid. But had I known that my family and friends were going to be so supportive, I would have came out like in junior high, at least. You know, I knew it. I knew at 12 years old who I was and what I was. But it took me 20 more years to finally have the courage to step out and say, this is me. So if I can reach one young girl or one young man that needs help coming to their family, saying, this is who I am and this is how, you know, I'm choosing to live my life, and I need your support and I need your love and your guidance, and that's, you know, if I can touch just one gay kid and let them know that there's hope and not everybody's against them and nothing's wrong with them, then I've done my job. So that's just something that is important to me. And like I tell my son, he's 9 years old, you know, I tell him, if you have a boyfriend or if you have a girlfriend, mommy's not going to care either way. I'm still going to love you. We were actually playing a game yesterday. We're playing that board game, The Game of Life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I spun the little thing. And it the game is set up where it makes you stop and you have to get married. And I inadvertently grabbed a husband and put him in my little car. And my son looks at me, he's like, but this looks like sheer disgust. Mommy, you don't get a husband, you get a wife. And that meant, in that one little moment, I knew that my son finally got it, because it's been a struggle the last year and a half for him to understand, you know, mommy's with a woman now, and mommy and daddy aren't together no more, and this and that. So in that one little moment, I knew he finally got it. He was like, you can't have a husband, you got to get a wife. And he took my little blue person out of my little car and gave me a pink one. And I was bawling. Like, I couldn't really, like, I was crying so hard. And he's just looking at me like, are you going to spin? Like, he didn't care I was having a moment. So, yeah, that meant a lot to me that he gets it. So, that was pretty cool.
Oh. Hello, right? I just look like, oh.
Yeah, he's a good kid. Hello.
So what we're going to do right now, we're going to take this to the telephone.
Okay.
You're welcome to the phone line to see if we have anybody that would like to speak to you. Ladies, if you are online or on the phone right now, press the number one, because I know you want to know about this awesome chef now. A lot of you getting married, having parties, and need some cake. Need some cookies.
Yeah, I want some cake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and I wanted to say, like, if anybody's listening in that's, like, in the Chicago area and they hit me up on Facebook and let me know that they're listening in or something, I'm giving away stuff. I'm not saying what, but I'm giving away treats.
Who's selling
to
Chicago? I
want to. Yeah, you got to be, well, I guess I could ship something to somebody. So why don't we do that? So if anybody's listening in and they want to let me know that they are, they can hit me up on my Facebook, Cutie Pie, QTEAPIE, and be entered in a drawing to win something sweet and tasty.
Woo!
Right.
I'm like going on Facebook right now.
Right
me
now.
Too. Yes, me too, right now.
Let me know. Let me know you listened in, and yeah, I'll give away some stuff in the next week here.
Ooh.
I don't know what yet, but something.
All right. Let's go ahead to the phone lines right quick and see if we got anybody want to talk. Y'all ladies, press number one if you're tuning in from the internet. Dial 646-716-6977. Press number one. Area code 804-236. Talk to Miss Chef Cheyenne.
Hi, hon. How are you?
Hi, what's this?
This is Shonda.
Hi, Shonda. How are you?
How you doing? I need to get some of them stuffed cookies, girl.
The Oreo stuffed cookies, Oreo stuffed chocolate chip
yes,
cookies.
Yes, I need every flavor. My stomach over here growling like I need some of them in my life.
Oh, that's too funny. Okay. All right, well, you know what? They're really, really sweet. And I'm warning you, like, I sell them by the dozen. And it will take you a few days to get through them because they're a mouthful. I actually had someone say, you know, these are as big as a muffin because literally you're putting two cookies together. So, but yeah, do you, if you want to hit up the website or my Facebook, we'll definitely talk. I can get some of those cookies out to you. No problem.
Okay. I want some. I'm going to order some.
Okay.
And make us a, you should make us a Keira Romney cake.
A what kind of cake?
A Keira Romney.
And where am I supposed to be shipping that to? Keira Romney. That's too funny.
Ship it to the White House.
No.
They'll get the message.
You know, that's one of the things that I used to get requests for all the time when I was first starting out years and years ago. Naughty cakes, you know, like for bachelor and bachelorette parties. And in the beginning, I did them, you know, because I had to build my business. I had to build my clientele. But as I started to build my business a little more, I kind of started to have a little more integrity about the things that I put out. So I no longer do those kinds of cakes. And if anybody requests any kind of hateful kind of cake or anything that's going to jeopardize the integrity of my work, I will not do it. I will refuse a cake. I don't care how much someone's willing to pay me. And I will refuse, you know, any, like someone hires me to do event planning for them. If I don't feel that it fits the message that I'm trying to give out, I will refuse business and I will lose money. But I have a certain integrity that I need to uphold. And I will not do penis cakes, and I will not do titty cakes, and so on and so forth. So no Keira Romney cakes. But I will say
that. I was just joking anyway, because I wouldn't want you to go to jail, because I'm sure they'll lock us under the jail for that.
They'll come looking for me. But I could do an Obama cake, no problem. But no, really, that's funny, though, a Keira Romney cake. I'm going to have to think about that.
No, don't do it.
Okay. But yeah, if you hit up the Facebook, or even you can tweet me if you want, I'll get all the messages and I'll direct you to where you can purchase the cookies, and they ship. Everything goes through PayPal, and I usually ship everything within a week. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
All right. Let's go down to area code 347-235. Talk to Chef Cheyenne.
Hey. I'm sorry. I don't know if you can hear me.
Hello?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, who is this?
I'm sorry, this is Brownie. I lost my voice. So I'm straining to talk to you.
No. Oh, well, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, you actually shot one of my questions down.
Oh, no.
Lord. You shot it down.
You wanted a naughty cake, huh?
No, actually. No, not a naughty cake.
Okay.
I just want to. Like a pretty Pete and Kel's cake in one. Like,
you want a cake for pretty Pete?
No.
Is that what you said?
Pretty Pete and Kel. Make one side of the seeds.
Oh, okay.
Pretty Pete, one side of Kel.
Ah. Okay.
Oh, Lord. That'd be one time. I have the only sugar rush.
Wow, yes, I love Pretty Pete and I love King Kells. Those are my babies. I mean, there's ways of doing, I don't have the equipment, but there are mainstream bakeries that will superimpose a picture onto a cake for you. I mean, like Jewel does it, Dominic's, Walmart, Sam's Club.
Oh,
so,
I did that.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's not any nudity, I think they would do something like that.
No, I had Pretty Pee on my cake already.
Okay.
Oh.
Ooh, I bet that was nice.
I loved it.
Girl.
I loved it. I did a video and everything, me eating the cake. I showed my behind.
I love Pretty P.
Yeah,
I don't know who I like. Who I like more, Pretty P or King Kells? I think they're both sweethearts.
My thing is, I knew Kells before I knew she was a dancer. I just found out that she was a dancer.
Okay.
So I knew her way before I even knew that she was a dancer.
Okay.
But I love me some Kells. She's from NYC.
Uh-huh.
Like I am. Pete, that's my baby. That's my future.
If I'm not mistaken, P, isn't she from, like, Wisconsin or something?
No. Texas, baby.
For some reason, I thought she was from up my way.
No.
From Chicago. Okay.
No, she's from Texas.
Okay. Okay.
I wanted to ask you something. I heard you say Caribbean food.
Uh-huh.
I got a little bit of Caribbean in me, Guyanese. And I'm usually making pumpkin and shrimp a lot. But do you have a different way that I could make it where, like, my daughter will eat it just knowing that it's pumpkin? She's not feeling me.
Okay.
And I done ran out of ideas. I cook.
Okay. How old is she? Is she really young? Like, how old?
No, I'm a 12-year-old.
Okay. Because you know what? On my website, I do a food blog and I post recipes. So, what I can do? Give me about a week or a week and a half. I will put together a recipe and I will put it on my food blog just for you.
Oh,
wonderful. And you can check it out because a lot of what I do is geared towards children. And if you go on my website, you will see, like, my whole website is geared towards children. And when I post recipes, all of my recipes are focused on tastes that children will love, but also things that the kids can be in the kitchen with the parent to create. You know, there's a lot of the recipes I do, you know, I'll put in there, a parent should do this step, and the kid can do this step, and this is what you need to do. And this, you know, because I learned with having my son, I was able to get him to eat things more that he wasn't used to eating or he wasn't open to eating, different flavors, different foods, different textures, until I involved him in the kitchen and I allowed him to help cook his meal. So a lot of my recipes on my blog are catered around children and their tastes and their palate. So you said pumpkin shrimp?
Pumpkin and shrimp, yeah.
Pumpkin and shrimp, okay. Let me put something together, and I'll put it on my blog. I'm hoping at the end of the show, like, they'll give out my website or something, and then you write it down and check it out and everything, and I will put something on there for you. And then let me know when you cook it, you know, send me a picture and let me know, you know, how she likes it.
I sure will.
Okay.
Also, do you got anything for, like, fruits? Because she don't eat fruits. Mm-hmm. She don't eat no type of hot cereal. And I'm trying to open her up to different things.
Okay. So you want to prepare her for, like, the winter months? You said something about hot cereal?
Hot cereal. No farina, no grits.
Ooh, I don't like farina either. I would eat that mess at 34 years old. I like grits, though. I won't eat farina.
No cream of wheat. Any type of hot cereal that will stick to you for you to be nice and warm in the winter.
For the winter.
She won't eat it.
Okay. Yeah, I can do something. And again, it would be kid friendly in the kitchen. So, like I said, more apt to eat what you give them if you involve them in the food making process, because they will have a sense of pride about their meal, and they will enjoy it that much more. So, I could put something together for that too.
Yeah, because my daughter, she stays in the kitchen. She cooks. Both of my kids cook. And for my birthday, I call it WTF. pie, because I didn't know what it was, but they made it. I ate it. It tore my stomach up, but it was good.
Oh,
and it was a thought. They count.
Okay.
But thank you. I really appreciate that.
No problem. Yeah, give me about a good week, you know, at the most 10 days. Let me put something together. I'm going to go in the kitchen and test some things out, and I will put together a recipe, and I will post it on my blog, and you'll be able to go on there and get it and actually see a picture of it once I've prepared it, so you can see what it looks like, and I'll make it fun. I'll make it something that she'll enjoy helping you in the kitchen with. Yeah, thank you so much. No problem.
Thank you so much. I love you.
Take care of your voice.
I'm trying.
But I do appreciate you calling in. It's very sweet that you called in, even though, you know, you don't have a voice. But, yeah, make sure you take care of that.
Oh, my brother already told me to suck on some lemon.
Okay.
I hate lemon. I did it, bro. I took that advice.
Okay.
So when you get sick and I tell you a remedy, you don't take it, I cut a belt with your name on it.
Oh, shoot.
Just to let you know.
Okay.
Who you got the belt for? Me or KC?
Oh, both of y'all.
Fuck, damn.
Both of y'all.
You can't beat me because my butt bounced back.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
I'll be in there already. It's not 1 o'clock yet. Not 1 o'clock.
It's a good thing. I didn't say nothing. I'm going to listen to the show. If you pull me back in. I don't know what happened yesterday. But if you pull me back in, fine. If not, I'm still listening. As you see, my voice is bad. But I'm still here.
All right. Well, we definitely going to cut the show a little bit earlier tonight because, yeah, I got to make a trip back to the yard, but we gonna make a show out of it. We gonna make a show out of it. And, you still have a show, just like
okay.
That, in that order. Yeah.
All right,
Miss. Cheyenne, I would like for you to give everybody your information, email, and where how they can get in contact with you, all of your social networks.
Well, the best way is just go to my website. There's a link to my Twitter. There's a link to my Facebook on there, a link to my email, everything. So it's just Q, the letter Q, then T, like tea that you drink, T-E-A, and then pie.com. So cutiepie.com. They can just go there, and everything is on there. My bio is on there. I have a photo gallery. I have current events that I'm doing. I'm doing this event September 6th in Chicago at the Center on Halsted. It's an event for empowering women in the LGBT community. And it's a fundraiser, so that's my next big event that I'm doing. I'm one of, I believe, 3 featured chefs at this event. And I'm the only pastry chef. The other 2 are savory chefs. And we're going to be presenting hors d'oeuvres, and I'll be doing the pastries, and everyone's going to come out, and they got, like, a burlesque show going on. That's my next big event. And I have a couple other smaller things that I'm doing. I have a lot of private events that I do, and I don't really announce those because I just like to keep private events private for people. But my public events, I definitely post on my website. So they can go to cutiepie.com and contact me there. I tend not to put my, I don't put my phone number on there because I got some crazy ex-girlfriends.
Uh-oh, I know that's right.
I'm serious. It's bad for business, but I do not have a phone number on my website. I prefer everyone contact me by email. And then if I so choose, I will contact them by phone. But
that's
yeah,
the best
I don't.
Way to do it, though.
You know, I had to. I didn't have a choice. You know, some women just didn't.
couldn't take no for an answer. My phone number is not out there anymore. It's not even on my business cards. So, unfortunately. But.
All right. So, is there anything else that you want to know about us, or, you know, before we disconnect?
No, I just again want to thank you guys for having me. Like I said, this is my first live interview. I did an interview for a blog before. I did an interview for an online magazine called Domination. I love that magazine, DIN Mag. Love them. And then I did a interview for the Entertainment Muggle blog. But I've never done anything live, so this is pretty cool. I really appreciate it. It's awesome.
Oh.
It went by quick. Time went by quick because it's almost midnight here where I'm at, and I know it's almost 1 a.m. for you guys. So,
yes, it is.
It went by quick. So make sure the both of you inbox me so I can send you some of those stuffed cookies. They'll be on the house.
All right.
I'll send y'all each a dozen. Check them out. Let me know what you think.
Yes. I'm about to gain I'm gonna gain a little bit of weight back, but hey, it's gonna be worth it.
You probably will, I'm telling you.
It's gonna be worth it, Lord. Yes, thank you. Don't judge me.
Yeah. I'll send those out to you guys. Yeah. No worries.
I can't wait.
Okay.
Well, you gotta, you know, inbox me her information because I can't get to a computer right at the present moment. I need that. Cause I want them cookies in my life.
I'm going to tag on your Facebook wall.
Thank you, because I want them cookies in my life. Hello?
Are you sure you don't want to talk about anything else? Well, we got you here.
No, just make sure that, you know, everybody, just be cognizant of things that you do and things you say. You know, it's been a very big learning process for me to be cognizant of what I do in my personal life because it affects my professional life greatly. You know, I had a point where I lost a lot of friends because I had this ego. I had to let it go. I really did. So, you know, and I've made some strides, and I just want people out there to just be cognizant of things you say and things you do and try to be as supportive and uplifting of our fellow people in our community. And it's one thing I was just talking about today about how there's such a great divide in the lesbian community itself where a lot of lesbian women will not date a bisexual woman. And I once identified as bisexual, and it was really hard to date because no one wanted to date me. A lot of bisexual women, they're cheaters. They can't make up their minds, blah, 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 blah. But not even that, like, you know, I was talking about stud-for-stud relationships and femme-for-femme relationships and just, you know, the different dynamics in our community. And it was very discouraging to me. It breaks my heart that we have this great divide in our community, and I just really wish that, I mean, we're all women, you know, everyone just be supportive and empowering and uplifting one another. We don't have to fight amongst ourselves because that's just showing the people out there that hate us, you know, the homophobic people and the Bible Belt people who tell us we're going to hell and we're blasphemous, this and that. That's, you know, we're giving them power because we can't get ourselves together. So I just want people just, you know, especially in our community, just stop hating each other. Like, we already have enough people hating us. We got to stop hating on each other and just, you know, be aware of the things you say and the things you do because it could greatly affect someone. And you don't know if something hurtful that you say is going to hurt someone so bad that they're not going to think that they can get through it. And how would you feel to know, you know, someone took their own life or someone turned around and was hurtful to someone else, and then it's just a chain reaction. It just keeps on going and going and going. So just, my dream
is to actually, I want to start a house. You know how, like, in New York, they have the ballroom houses, like the House of Prada, the House of this, House of that. I actually want to start a house in Chicago, and I'm going to call it the House of Q, because my son's name is Quinn. And I want to physically have a house, and I want to bring in, like, these young kids off the street and help them learn how to write a resume, help them learn how to dress professionally, help them, you know, have interview skills, get them GEDs, get them in college, get them jobs. This is something that's been a dream of mine for some time, and it's going to be a long time before it comes to fruition because I'm going to need funding, but I definitely want to start a house, and I want to be a house mom. And I'm going to take in all the little young lesbians, and I'm going to groom them and put them through charm school, and I'm going to make them women. And that is my goal. That is my 10-year goal, is to start a house and get that rolling in Chicago. And once I get it going in Chicago, I'm going to move to another city, and I'm going to do it there. And that's how I want to retire. I don't want to retire as a chef. I want to retire with, you know, this dream of having these houses in these major cities and bringing in these young women and uplifting and empowering them. That's my goal for 10 years. So that's all I got.
Well, congratulations on that. I guess you will be really talking to her, Teddy.
Yeah.
We have one in Virginia, the House of Gazelle.
Okay.
And it's been up for, what, 10 years now? I mean, it's been in and out, but, you know, we still kicking it.
Definitely want to do that. I have a couple girls right now that actually call me mom. I mean, they're both 22 years old. Well, one's 21 and one's 22, and I'm only 34. But to have these young women look up to me and to think enough of me to call me their mother means a lot, and it lets me know that I've done something right. And I lovingly call them my daughters, and I introduce them to people. I'm like, this is my daughter, you know. And people look at me like, really? You had a kid at 12? No, not my real daughter. I didn't give birth to her. But, you know, and these young women, you know, I have young women that inbox me all the time on Facebook or email me on a website or something, telling me, you know, how I've inspired them to go to culinary school, or I've inspired them to do charity work or something. And like I said before, if I could touch one little gay girl or one little gay boy, even a straight kid, I mean, my son, for what it's worth, he has a little girlfriend at church. So, you know, if I could just touch one child's life and let them know and help them appreciate and know their self-worth, then I've done what I was put on this earth to do.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want the House of Q to come to fruition, and I'm making those steps now to have that in 10 years. Because in 9 years, my son will be out of high school. He'll be on his way to college, and then I'll be able to fully dedicate myself to other children. So, got to raise my own first.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. But, yeah, other than that, I really don't have anything. Just, you know, the website is cutiepie.com. You can follow me on Twitter at cutiepie. You can search me on Facebook, cutiepie. It's all the same. So, I don't know. Even if you Google me, it'll come up. I've lost a couple clients because they Googled me and they found out that I was LGBT, and they were like, oh, we're Christian. And I'm like, so am I.
Really?
So what's the deal? I mean, yeah, I've had people that were, like, referred to me by other friends. Oh, you know, Chef Cheyenne will do this cake for you, or she'll do this event, blah, blah, blah. And then they find out that I'm gay, and they're like, oh, yeah, we don't need you. I know, I don't need your money. So moving on. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, please, you know, you can hire anybody you want to. I'm not going to sit here and beg for your business. If you don't want to deal with me, then I have other people who do. So, but I actually had one person say, I Googled you, and I didn't know you were a lesbian. I go, really? I didn't know I was either. Kind of threw him off. I was like, really, am I? I didn't know.
Oh, wow. I didn't get the memo.
Apparently.
But yeah, if you Google me, that's like the first thing that comes up, and I've actually lost clients, but I don't care. It is what it is. So.
No big deal.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Well,
I'm so excited. I'm excited. I'm going to send you guys these cookies. You're going to love them.
I can't wait for the cookies.
I'm gonna have to go get me a room and not come home for at least a couple of days because people in my house might try to take my cookies.
Well, I got some for them if they come and take mine.
Yeah,
make sure you
have a big glass of milk or something to drink because they're really really sweet.
I'm gonna have a glass of milk and I'm gonna be praying while I'm drinking that milk, like Lord, eating cookies, drinking this milk. I'm gonna be in a you know how that go. Pray for me.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, Miss Cheyenne, I definitely want to thank you so much for tuning in. She's on radio, coming on here and enlightening all of the fans with your greatness. And I know you're really going to help somebody out tonight because I know they're going to your website and going to learn how to cook. Y'all need to learn how to cook and stop burning that dog.
Right. No. I'm trying to get on there right now. I don't want to burn them on hot dogs.
Stop putting hot dogs and cheese and putting them up in the oven calling it baked hot dog casserole. It's not casserole.
I told you don't tell my secret. I told you about that, telling my secret and such.
I had to tell somebody. It was just off the chain.
But you know what? Like I said, most of my recipes are kid friendly. I might have to create a hot dog casserole now. You never know. You never know.
let me know, because I'll make it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got kids, man. Dang.
That is nasty.
I got kids. They'll eat it, too. They ain't going to know the difference.
They won't. If you dress it up, I've fed my son tofu almost every day for like a week now, and he hasn't even noticed. So.
I love tofu.
Long to taste good. He doesn't know what it is. Looks like meat to him. He don't know he's eating, you know, tofu hot dogs, veggie burgers. He don't care. It tastes good.
Don't tell him, because if he find out, don't tell him.
I know. Mother didn't catch up. He don't know.
Nope. Don't tell him.
All right, ladies.
All right, well, Ms. Cheyenne, I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful night. And go in there and make them cookies.
I am, I will. I certainly will get them out to you guys. I'm going to go finish folding laundry now.
Oh.
A woman's work is never done. I literally have about 2 loads of laundry to fold and iron, so I'll be up another hour or so. No worries.
All right. Well, you have a nice night, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Good night.
Good night. Good night. All right. Teddy.
Yes.
I know you're over there waiting on them cookies, Teddy.
Yes, you need to go ahead and, you know, do that, put that on my wall, because I want my cookies.
I am, baby. I am, Teddy Pookadoo. Mwah.
Thank you, baby. Oh, it chills up my spine.
Yes. Teddy, I got a good topic for tonight. We're going to make this snappy, yo. 1:30, I need to be heading to the ER. But
if not, I got the belt.
I know. I'm going to go. Oh, hush up.
You better let me know, too.
I'm going to let you know. I'm going to call you. We'll talk about that after the show.
We'll talk about after the show. Let's get into
okay.
The and a business.
All right. So, ladies, I want to know, how do you feel about trusting your woman around other people's... How do you feel about trusting your woman around your best friend, cousin, associate? How do you feel about that, Teddy?
I mean, if I'll have trust, you know what I'm saying? But if I'm hearing too much
you know, talk about, well, you shouldn't leave your girl around your peoples, around your best friends, because they known to sleep, try to sleep with them. I wouldn't do that. You just got to have a trust thing. You got to have a talk and trust them. They grown. You know what I'm saying? You just, at the end of the day, you got to have trust. Because if you don't have trust, what's the point? Even putting yourself through that.
Well, man, I mean, me personally, first of all, that's just dead. I'm not bringing my girl around my friends. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, man, my family, people that I call my family, my brother, my sister, my cousins, my teddy, you know, people that like that, yeah, it's very select few, and Teddy would tell you that it's a select few people that I bring around her. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, she is a promoter's wife, but she's not a promoter's wife that's out there. Trust and believe that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really bring my wife out there like that. You know, it's just, come on now. Okay, if I have a friend as a hoe, why would I let my girlfriend sit around her? That's stupid.
That is,
you know,
really,
I'm gonna say that, like, if I know my friend a hoe, like, she fucking everybody, she fucking her brother girls and shit. Why would I let my girlfriend sit with her? That's just stupid.
That's
all
just
right.
Like that ring across your forehead.
I don't even trust family when it comes down to my prayers and blessings, David. You feel what I'm saying? Because I know people that they're gay or whatever, and they're brothers and or whatever, and uncles and cousins. I'm fucking their girlfriend on the solo. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you just gotta be real about some things. You feel me, Larry? You gotta be real about some things. But I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna see what some people got to say. Or whatever. Please, ladies, please, please, please make it brief. Make it brief. Area code 347-235. How do you feel about playing your boo around your friends? Make it brief. 3 minutes. Top.
Hey, basically, I have faith. If you don't have trust, you don't have nothing. I feel like I should be able to trust you. And at the same time, I know who to bring you around or who not to bring you around. But I feel like this, any relationship I'm in, if you're willing to cheat or you want to cheat, it wasn't mine to begin with. So that option is open. If you want to go ahead and be with this person, sleep with that person, let me go. Because I could do better by myself. And I'm not trying to catch nothing. I just rather be by myself in a corner and happy than have to worry about the one I'm with. Screwing this person, that person, and that person. So faith and trust and loyalty is a big thing for me. And if I don't have it with the person I'm with, I don't consider that a relationship. That's just someone I know.
All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Brownie, for tuning in and talking to us at She's On Radio. You have
thank
a nice
you.
Night. You have a nice
thank
night. We'll talk to you tomorrow, but don't hang up. We're going to listen to some more people, okay?
Okay, bro.
All right. All right, you call 804-236. You got 3 minutes. Tell me. How do you feel about bringing the booze around your buddies?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a no-go. This day, hey, we can't trust people. Everybody, especially if you got a good thing going, everybody want what you got.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see what it's like.
So sometimes you can't even trust your close friends. But that's all I gotta say about that.
Alright. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to She Zone Radio. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Alright. Area code 248-242. Tell me, how do you feel about bringing the booze around the bros? You got 3 minutes. Let's talk. Hello, are you called 248-242? Alright, are you called 303-287? You got 3 minutes. How you feel about bringing the booze around the bros? Let's go.
Hey guys.
Hey Mimi.
Hey, I really wanted to say this when I said say hi and wish my life a happy birthday. That's all. I don't really have a family talk tonight, but I just wanted to do that and thank everybody for their prayers and stuff that they've been sending.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
But, that's really all I had to say. I'm like, you know, waiting for some friends or some family to come over, but my grandpa wished her a happy birthday and I'll let her know how much I love and miss her, but it's okay.
Well, I know she is smiling down on you right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's smiling down on you right now, Mimi.
Yeah. I know she's safe, but I just miss her.
No.
I'm sorry. It's okay. But I love you guys, and I'll still be listening. But thank you again, and thank you to everybody out there. Today is just going to be very hard for everybody. But that's it.
We know. But we already know a better day gonna come. So
mm-hmm.
today it's okay. It's okay to shed a tear because, you know, this is a Memorial Day. You feel what I'm saying? So this is definitely going to be the day for you and her to actually have, you know, share your spirit together today. You know, but I always know that she's there for you. And she loves you. And she appreciates this. She appreciates, you know, everything. And you're going to always be okay.
Yes. Hello.
All right.
I'm going to go. But I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I'll try to talk to you guys tomorrow.
Okay. Well, you take care, okay? Hit me up if you need me.
Okay.
All right. The last call of tonight, area code 804. Lord, how much?
Uh-oh.
878. How you feel about the booze? Be bringing the booze around the bros. You got 3 minutes.
Uh-oh.
Let's go.
Hello?
Hello, area code 804878.
Hello?
Hello?
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you. Well, I can hear you.
Hey, Patty.
Hey.
Hey, butter booty. Okay, like, seriously, I don't even know what to say, but, like, my heart goes out to Mimi. I'm so sorry, honey. I know how it is. losing a friend, lover is very hard. My heart goes out to you. Okay, now, what's the topic?
The booze and the bros.
Okay, first of all, thank Jesus, so happy I had this topic. Nabu, no, that will never happen because, first of all, I don't trust bitches as far as I can throw them. That's just point blank period. That's what it is. It is what it is. I don't give a damn who thinks otherwise. That's how I feel. As far as me and her friends, that will never happen because I love my woman enough to never make her feel like she should ever have to worry about that. She should never have to question that when it comes to me. Me either, vice versa. I think that could be very dangerous, especially if you have a friend that's a hoe and that's just like free spirit and like, yo, let me make out with your girl. Woo! Fuck this. I mean, like, you have certain people that just do stuff like that. But me personally, KC, you already know. I'm just going to look at it.
Okay. Hey there. Now, I'm on
the phone. I'm just saying. Because she's a promoter. Wait a second. She's a promoter. And, you know, I haven't had it happen to me yet where females, like, be disrespectful. But, like, I don't want them to have to get their ass checked. That's all I'm saying.
Me neither. Mm-hmm. Me neither. So they going to have to.
What does that have to do with booze and the bros?
That has a lot to do with the booze and the bros.
I understand where she's coming from, though, bro.
Like, it has a lot to do with the booze and the bros. The lack of this, like, if I'm around you and one of your friends trying to be disrespectful towards you, you ain't going to worry about having to check his ass because I'm going to check their ass for you. And I feel like if you call yourself my nigga, you won't want to holler at my girl anyway because that's just straight disrespectful. Like, I think that's, like, so bitch-made for somebody to try to do that shit and they know you in a relationship. Some people just don't care how happy you are. They don't want to see you happy. Everybody just want to be miserable motherfuckers. And, like, it's not like that in this world. Like, be happy for somebody if you see them with somebody. Stop trying to get at my girl or do this or do that. That's how people, friends become enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously. Because niggas don't know how to act. It's not a choice. And you can't trust everybody around your girl. And some, for real, to be real, if your girl like that, you can't trust her ass from her everybody either.
Nope.
I mean, seriously, you got to call her like you is. But you also have to be secure in your relationship to know what type of woman you have. Like, I know me. I ain't messing with nobody. I love my wife. She's the best I ever had. So I don't need nothing but just her. But some women don't. They just don't get that. They want more. And to go and fuck your girl best friend, like, that's pathetic. That's all I got to say. Oh, boo! Get your ass off this radio station. We got somewhere to go. Team ER, you ready? For me and Ted to get the belt on your ass.
Oh, shit is about to go down. Tag team.
I mean, you did not have to embarrass me on live radio. That is just rude and ghetto.
Well, that's not rude and ghetto. Your wife is real, and it is what it is, boo-boo.
And her brother-in-law got her back all day, every day.
And you hard-headed because you'll stay on the air longer. Well, you know you should have got off at one, but I let you go ahead. But come on, we got to go.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you.
Well,
bruh.
Wife speaks. That was my wife, everyone. Yeah, she is crazy for real. That is not just an act on the radio. She's very crazy. She's a pistol. But you gotta love her. You gotta love her.
Yeah. She gonna get you.
Well,
you know.
I was supposed to have went to the ER earlier. I have real bad asthma. Y'all ladies do not know that I have real bad asthma. And I'm actually fighting to talk right now because it feels like something is really right on my windpipe. So I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm going to go check that out right now. Because if I don't, if
Pamela
doesn't kill me, my wife will.
And then I'm going to get you too. I'm going to revive you and kill you again.
Oh, man, this is awful.
I love you, bro. You know we care about you, especially your wife. She care about you, and your help is important, man.
Well, I love you, Teddy, and I love all of everyone else is on the line. I love you all. Everyone is listening on the airways. I love you all.
Me too.
I have to go to this ER, and I will post what's going on, because I know a lot of you all will be in my inbox in about a few minutes.
Oh, inbox to me.
Exactly. Are you okay, Casey? So I will be posting.
Okay.
On Twitter and on Facebook. I do not have the Casey VIA She's On anymore. I deleted that Twitter because there are a lot of crazy people. Not only crazy people, I just, you know, I can't really, it's kind of personal. But,
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm.
I do have another one. I do have another Twitter. It is JUSZKC. But that's on my first. I will be deleting that KC She's On. So if you do not follow me on the Jess KC, you will never find me now unless you, unless Teddy tweet me or something. That's going to be on the way. So, yeah. I love you guys. I'm on my way to ER. And we'll be back tomorrow. All right. Until then, we'll be leaving out with SQ the Truth. Give this love a chance. Y'all check this woman out. She's a phenomenal LGBT artist. So check her out, please, and book her in your city. Book SQ the Truth. SQDATRUTH. Yes. Book her now.
Book with you.
All right. Y'all have a nice night.
SQ the Truth and Reason. I know you feel.
I know you feel.
Same way I do.
Same way I do.
You don't have to be afraid. Love is hard to.
Yeah, yeah.
One night with me.
Talking doors, baby, I ain't Tony, but you can let that thing down like the Lakers let down Kobe. I need you in my life. If you want me, baby, show me. We got nothing here but time. If you're trying to get to know me, all I need is one night. We can take it really slowly. I'm just simply trying to show you that my love for you ain't phony. Maybe we can set it off. I'll be key, so you're Sony. Ease your mind, relax on wine. I don't want you feeling lonely. May I fill your heart with joy. I pray it's to your satisfaction. Be together, yes, forever. So our love is everlasting. Can I add you in my life? And do addition, no subtraction. Multiply your inner thoughts and divide the fear you have it. Now let's leave the past behind us. I don't want to have no reminders of your ex. You're on to the next. Let's work this out. Won't break a sweat. Cause
I know you feel.
I know you feel.
Same way I do.
Same way I do.
You don't have to be afraid. Love is hard to.
Yeah, yeah.
One night with me.
It's all about romance.
Love a change.
Change.
you feel it too. You got my mind gone. The suspense is killing them because your name is still unknown. First thought in the morning, last text in my phone. I can't wait till we have a home that we can call our own. I don't know what I'd do if you left me alone. Leave my side, I would die. Damn, my mood would be so blown. All the women in my past, good and bad, I have outgrown. All my efforts are with you, all else I can't postpone. I'm aiming for some years, let's reach a milestone. Team me, team you, team in our own zone. Just give this love a chance, and then we'll make it known. Maybe then you will see how since you I have grown. But do you understand what you've done to me? On the sound of the gun, you run to me like a track meet. These other girls, they attack me, but honestly, they don't attract me. Cause it's plain to see, in 3 short months, you're my destiny. My love for you needs no doubting. Since the 14th, you've been down with me. Be with me.
Thank you so much for listening to She's on Radio. You have a nice night. See you tomorrow.